And we could describe this worship service as holy, not because we're coming with perfection or because we have great ideas entering into our worship here this morning, simply because we're asking the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit to be here, to set aside this time as a holy time. So let's call upon the Lord in our invocation to be here with us in this brief time. We make our beginning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Dear friends, we share some responsive thoughts that lead us into confession and God's forgiveness. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. God's kindness toward us knows no limits. Let us go to Him, confident that He will grant us forgiveness for Jesus' sake. Let's take a few moments for silent reflection before confessing our sin and our sinful condition. Heavenly Father, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have failed to show kindness, the fruit of your Holy Spirit, in our thinking, speaking, and acting. We have not loved you completely or our neighbors as ourselves. We have not let opportunities to show kindness slip away from us, exhibiting only what was expected of us, and keeping your kindness hidden within us. Our Lord Jesus revealed his person and ministry through his words and actions. In your great mercy, forgive, renew, and lead us so that we may be revealed as his faith-filled followers to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. Almighty God in his mercy has given his Son to die for you. It is for Jesus' sake that he forgives all of your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Jesus Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.